however, had a request to take off the table House Bill 1202, which we tabled, which we sent to the 41st day in our last meeting. And Mr. Gregerson has made that suggestion and has made that request and has presented a an amendment to it to us. Maybe we could just go ahead and take that now, you recall that this was had to do with the recovery of reasonable attorney's fees and actions for deceit. I guess what I would propose to the committee, with your indulgence, that we take House Bill 1202 off the table for reconsideration and give Mr. Gregerson an opportunity to present his proposed amendment, which apparently relates to the reason why we voted this down. I will point out that there were no opponents to the bill, so there was really nobody that should be advised that we're reconsidering it. Is there any discussion of that? Yes, please. Been moved. Is there a second to take House Bill 1202 off the table? Seconded by Moore. All those in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? One no. Why don't we then, just to put this one to bed, why don't we invite the proponents to address us on this, and any opponents, if there are any. Mr. Gregerson, would you like to? And I do have copies of proposed amendment, which I'll pass out. And just to refresh, in case you need it, House Bill 1202, here's copies of House Bill 1202.
Eric.
Okay, so we're all singing off the same song sheet here. Mr. Gregerson, would you like to explain what this is all about?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I appreciate your willingness to reconsider this bill. I don't know what putting to bed means. I don't know if that's a good term or a bad term.
I hope that was non-committal.
Okay. Well, if I understood the sense of the committee, Mr. Chairman, at the last meeting, there was a concern raised that it only went one way. If you proved fraud or deceit against the defendant, you were also able to tax attorney's fees. However, concern was raised that if you make that charge against an individual and it's not true, that's damaging to the defendant. And I think Senator Boog had suggested that it go both ways. I was somewhat opposed to it at the last meeting and said so, but on reflection, and I did some research this weekend and worked on it, I came to the conclusion that Senator Boog's suggestion has merit, and the bill should have been drawn that way in the first instance. And so what I have done with this amendment, I've just put in the prevailing party may also be awarded reasonable attorney's fees, which should be taxed as disbursements pursuant to 15654D. Now, I have referenced 15654D because that is our statute relating to the taxation of costs. And there are certain procedures you have to go through in order to establish costs. You have to file with the court certain documents, and the adverse party or the party that did not prevail has the opportunity to protest or challenge any of those costs, and there's a hearing. So I think that there would be a safeguard. This does not require that attorney's fees be awarded. However, this is one of the costs that the court can consider if they feel the circumstances, if he or she feels the circumstances warrant it. And again, I'd just like to reiterate, there are not many cases that I think fall under this particular statute. But in order to constitute deceit, you remember that deceit by statute is a suggestion, is a fact of that which is not true by one who believes it not to be true, or an assertion of a fact when a person knows it's not to be true, or a suppression of a fact by one who is bound to disclose it, and a promise made without any intention of performing. So it's those narrow cases where the person intentionally wants to deceive the other person for their own benefit. Now, Mr. Chairman, you did mention there was no opponents. I will remind the committee that Bob Ryder did appear in question the bill. I have since talked to Mr. Ryder. I don't know if he's here today or not.
He's shown as a proponent in the minutes.
Well, I think he's the one that he also raised a concern about what happens if that charge is made and it turns out to be a false charge. I showed him this amendment. He says he has no objection to the bill and to this amendment. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll answer any questions if I can. And I appreciate, again, the committee taking time to take
Senator Boog.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, I think that by the time Mr. Ryder was going to get up to testify, we had already amended the bill, at which point he became a proponent rather than an opponent, but he was an opponent to the original bill as drafted.
Oh, okay.
That's correct. Yeah.
Mr. Gregerson, would you agree to changing the word taxed to charged? We have a knee-jerk reaction against that word among some of our members. And we have in previous situations changed that to charged.
You may not get with the word taxed.
That's right.
Well, the only reason, the reason I did that, Mr. Chairman, was that that's the word.
I realize you're tracking language.
Yeah.
There.
I don't.
What would the committee on that? We have done that. I think it, okay. There's some confusion among other members as to what that three-letter word means. Yeah. Yeah,
if we don't take taxed out, there will be an amendment on the floor, or somebody's going to vote against it because they think it's a tax.
That's right. Let's just say charged as disbursements.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'd like to suggest we also eliminate the word also, because I think it implies that it comes into play when the charge has been successfully brought by the plaintiff.
There's an implication of some other charges being awarded.
That's a good suggestion.
Okay. Senator Boog.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Curious, I guess, why the deletion of costs and only attorney's fees?
And attorney's fees and costs previously.
That was in your original bill, and I don't think we had changed that with the committee amendment.
Well, no, I guess the reason I was thinking, I was just trying to tie it in with the our cost statute. And that 15654D is entitled
Judgment for Costs, yes.
It's Judgment for Costs. And so I guess I would have no objection to put the word cost in again. I was just trying to...
Attorney fee and costs?
I mean, would you talk be awarded reasonable attorney's fees as cost
and costs,
which shall be charged as disbursements?
Yeah,
et
cetera. That's fine.
So, I'll entertain a motion regarding the amendment. Senator Boog.
I'd move the amendment.
Move the amendment. Is there a second? Seconded by DeHeric. All those in favor of the amendment indicate by...
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, that would be with the deletion of the word also and the insertion of after fees and costs.
Just to clarify, it will not, the amendment would now read...
And the deletion of the prior amendment to the bill that we made in committee. Oh, sorry.
You put a period after the word other. The amendment then would read, the prevailing party may be awarded reasonable attorney fees and costs, which shall be charged as disbursements pursuant to 15-6-54D.
Deleting
the prior amendment.
Right. Because I think this one references the bill as originally drafted rather than as amended in committee.
Yes. Yes.
The reason I didn't put costs in, Mr. Chairman, I have no objection, is costs have always been taxable to the prevailing party.
We're talking about.
Yeah.
Either way. Is there discussion of the amendment? If not, all those in favor of the amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then the amendment is accepted. We will now move then to reconsideration of House Bill 1202 as amended. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Hanjian.
I think it's good that some work was done on the bill. However, the reason that I voted against it wasn't because of the illustrations that Senator Bogue proposed. It was because of the fact that, and I think the amendment may have made this argument worse, actually. It was because of the fact that the costs associated with whatever happened on any given date are going to be continuing and increasing after the action has been taken. So in other words, if I were the one who perhaps eventually is shown in court to have defrauded you, then you can go out and spend almost an unlimited amount of money attempting to prove that and then make me responsible for that in the long run. The law, I've been told, says knowingly, but I think that's something that you can never know what was really in someone's heart. That's just who wins in court, whether or not it was knowingly or not. And because of that, I think that this is still not a good piece of legislation, because someone could think that they were just making a very clever business deal, being just maybe a little tricky, a little clever, and not that I'm for that, but they could, thinking that they were just being really quite clever, and someone else could consider it a fraud. They could go to court. They could spend $100,000 on attorneys attempting to prove that. And rather than just having to make the person whole on the transaction that was involved to begin with, now they would be dealing with a huge amount of money, much more than they ever intended to have involved in any transaction. And because of that, I really couldn't support it. I actually think several things in here makes that a little bit worse with the amended version.
I would suggest, however, that you do have the word may be awarded. So, you know, this is why we have judges and juries, is to... You know, no two cases are ever alike. There's an infinite number of possible scenarios, including that you suggest. And I guess that's why we have judges and juries, is to deal with those complexities. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll proceed to vote. The Secretary will call the roll. Oh, we need a motion. We need a motion. Senator Hick.
I'd move it do pass, Mr. Chair.
We need a second.
Second.
And seconded by Moore. Proceed to vote. Secretary will call roll.
Aye.
No.
Kessel.
Aye.
Okay, well, House Bill 1202 then goes out with the do pass recommendation as amended.